Mark, David Raffin, Chair of the ICT Council for South Australia. Just an opening, it's great that Carnegie Mellon have chosen South Australia to come as a state. I think you can add a lot of value to what this state has going forward. My question, you only had one page of stats that actually refers to that one page. There was, between 1960 and 1970, about a 300% increase in tertiary applicants, and also between 1990 and 2000, about 400%. All the other years were around 10%, 15%. What's the key event worldwide or whatever that actually created that to occur?
Yeah, it's a great question, and I don't know that we actually know the answer to that. I'd point to two things. First of all, you have to understand in these kinds of data that there are huge lags. So you don't get people going into tertiary education systems because they wake up one morning and decide it's a great idea, right? They have to go through primary school, they have to go through secondary school. It's a long time building those kinds of changes. And I think that a couple of forces. One, certainly the process by which the world became less colonial and more open, and societies emerged as independent societies and began to think about the process of investing in primary and secondary education as part of their growth strategies, independent of their colonial prior colonial rulers, was an important part of that phenomenon. Certainly economic growth is an important part of that phenomenon. And finally, I'd say, and it's a bit difficult to quantify, but the end of the Cold War and the emergence of market-based, open, at least quasi-democratic societies had a very fundamental influence on this, because it meant that education was a viable means of improving your status in society, both socially and economically. So I don't know that there's any one answer I can give you, but I think it's a reflection of those longer-term trends. And then certainly the economic changes that have been brought about by the globalization of production processes and firms are going to be key in that last part of the equation, I think, in the last 10 years or so.
Andrew Bain, University of Adelaide. I guess the obvious question is that Carnegie Mellon is starting off with two relatively small programs. What are your long-term aspirations for Adelaide?
Yeah, it's a great question, and if I were a strategic thinker, I'd actually probably have a good answer to it. But my real aspiration is that eventually every college from the Carnegie Mellon campus will be doing something in Adelaide in terms of their education and research programs. I suspect it will be at the master's level. I doubt that we will do an undergraduate program here, at least not until universities fundamentally change the way they operate, and or our university changes the way it operates. But I can easily, my hope is that 4 years from now or 5 years from now, we might have all six colleges at Carnegie Mellon with professional master's programs and maybe PhD programs located here in Adelaide. And obviously, in order to do that, we'll need a viable and scalable research activity.
Mark, South Australians are often accused as being a bit of a glass half empty type state. We're always looking at the downside. I'd like to understand why you actually chose South Australia, Adelaide, to bring your university here.
You know, I think that every single person I've talked to in Adelaide has asked me this question, without exception. And I have a good answer, but here's my answer. I mean, why not Adelaide? I mean, this is an amazing place. Look, you have amazing universities here, so we have a community we can plug into. You've got a progressive government that's focused on the future of the state and is outward looking in terms of the role of the city and the state in the region. This is exactly what we're interested in. You've got dynamic industries on the defense side and IT side and a lot of areas that we're quite aligned with at Carnegie Mellon. You've got this amazing climate and topography. I mean, if you put this place in Northern California, none of us would be able to afford to live there, you know. Pittsburgh is also a sort of a glass half empty city, to be honest with you. But wow, the opportunities here just seem immense to me.